Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for being here. In just a little bit, we're going to get into the new year. Isn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. Well, once again, I want to welcome everybody. I know everybody's excited. I am excited, and I'm sure that you are. Praise the Lord. Well, let me hear some excitement in the house. Well, let's try that again. Get up on your feet and give the Lord some love. Praise the Lord. Remain standing for just a minute. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory. I need the other mic. Right again. You can. Well, let's find. Praise the Lord. All right. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We love you, Lord. Do you love him? If you love him, say, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Why do we love him? Because he first loved us. And look at all the things that he has done for us. I mean, even if he never did anything else, he's already done too much. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank him for bringing us to the last day of this year. Amen. And next year is just around the corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen. Lord, as always, we know the entrance of your word brings light and it gives understanding to the simple. I ask that that light will shine upon every heart that is here today. In Jesus' name. Now give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you may be seated. Praise God. You know, I try to, and I know many of you do, you know, try to, wait on the Lord and see what the Lord is going to say or do for the next year. And me especially, you know, I've got to get a word, not only for myself, but for the people of God, you know. So I love the way that Jesus put it in John 17. He said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thyself. Amen. And he said, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. That's something. Praise the Lord. That's something that the pastors, the shepherds of the flock should learn from. Jesus said, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. Well, 2023, the Lord gave us a word. And I believe I came out here and I said, in 2023, you will do what? You will emerge. Now, some of you have already started emerging, but some of you felt like, well, okay, so where is my emerging at? You know, it seems as if the word of the Lord is prolonged or the word of the Lord is delayed. Well, I've got a prophetic update for you tonight. Amen. Update means a piggyback or follow-up. So I've got a prophetic update for you tonight. I'm not going to preach very long, but you're going to have to come on Sunday, by the grace of God, to hear the rest of it. Because I'm only going to drop a little here, but you'll have to come on Sunday to hear the rest of it. Now, The year 2024. Can someone say amen? It's an exciting year by itself, and it's a prophetic year. And I'll tell you why. Because the Holy Spirit gave me a word, and I didn't know, but then I had to check it out. Praise the Lord. And then I checked it out. I said, that's interesting. Because, you know, for those that are wondering, am I going to emerge? You know, the Lord said, he gave me a word, well, actually two words, you know. It was called, the two words were quantum leap. Hallelujah. You know, and 2024, you know, he says, this is how the Lord gave it to me. Quantum leap 2024. I guess that's three words. Quantum leap 2024. And I said, And then I went and looked, and 2024 is a leap year. Can someone say, praise the Lord? I didn't know it when the Lord gave me the word, but then he gave me the word. And then I said, leap, huh? So I checked it out. And it is indeed a leap year. Now, it's prophetic in itself. And let me tell you this. So I went and looked up the definition of a quantum leap. You know, now it says a huge or sudden increase or advancement of something. Hallelujah! Now, I love that part where it says sudden. It's like suddenly. That was a mighty rushing wind. You know, I love the sound of suddenly, because it's like, even Jesus himself said, behold, I come quickly. You know, so it's like you've been waiting, and then suddenly, hallelujah, praise God. Well, let me tell you something. I will tell you, now, this is for some of you. Some of you will leap forward in 2020. This is how the Lord gave it to me. Some will leap forward in 2024. You know, some will run, some will fly, some will leap, but some will have a quantum leap. So, you know, I don't know. The Lord is the one that's doing it. But where's your faith at? You know, why get 30-fold when you can get 60-fold? Why settle for 60-fold when you can get 100-fold? You know, the Lord said, look, when he sowed the seed, some of them brought from 30-fold. Well, that's good. 60-fold is better, but 100-fold. Hallelujah. So the quantum leap is for you. It might be for you if you receive it. Amen. And let me tell you what will happen in the quantum leap. I'm going to give you a few short stories, you know, just so you know what we're talking about. Before I give you those stories, let me tell you what the word emerge means. Because that was what 2023 was all about. That means you're coming out of obscurity. You're coming out of obscurity. You're going to break forth. Break out of the shell. You know. And remember, I preached, for those of you who go to church here, I preached on the emerging of that butterfly. Hallelujah. The thing that butterfly comes from is a very ugly thing. Very ugly. The caterpillar, the moth, you know, and all of that stuff. Very ugly, very disgusting. As a matter of fact, the extraction process of that butterfly from that caterpillar or that thing that's hanging upside down there is a very painful process. But when it comes out of that place, you've never seen anything as beautiful. Amen. It's got all those colors. And you wonder how in the world did something this elegant, this beautiful come out of something so ugly? Well, because the Lord said so. Amen. That's how the Lord created it. And the Lord is showing us, telling us, even letting creation and nature preach to us that, look, out of all your struggles, out of all the ugliness and the difficult times and different things, there's coming and emerging. Amen. So that's what we preached in 2023. Well, some actually did emerge. If you emerge, say amen. Some did. But there is more. Amen? There is more. So let me tell you how this is going to go down. Praise the Lord. Well, okay. First of all, let me tell you. There's an underlining keyword to all of that for 2024. And it is called believe. Amen? In fact, I think you should make some t-shirt and put believe on it and be wearing it. Praise the Lord. If you can only believe, what did Jesus say can happen? Can you put up Mark 9:23 for me? Mark 9:23. Are they in the back there? If you can only believe, what did Jesus say will happen? Did Jesus say this? Hello? Did Jesus say this? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, this scripture, quite unlike some other scriptures that say, you know, with God there shall nothing be possible. This scripture is not talking about God. Hello? This scripture is talking about you. If you can believe, we're not talking about God now. We already know all things are possible with God. But if you can believe, then all things can be possible to you just like they are possible to God. Hallelujah. That might sound far-fetched for some people, but Jesus said it. You know, and if you can only believe, but you must believe. That's the key word for, I mean, that's the, it's like the driving force behind this quantum leap that God wants to bring in 2024. And it's in both realms. In the spiritual realm, and it's in the physical realm. Now, some things are going to happen in the spiritual realm. Let me tell you this too also. There is nothing, listen to me, nothing happens in the physical or material without first an unction in the heavens. That's how it works. You know, God told Job, he asked him a question one time. In the book of Job 38 and verse 33, he said to him, you know, well, you know, God was engaging him. So because, you know, said, look, you think you know some stuff? All right, answer me. So he asked him all kinds of things. But in this verse, he said, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set the dominion of those ordinances in the earth? Well, by God asking Job this question, we now understand that things that happen on the earth are actually set in the heavens. Praise the Lord. So now, you know, I know everybody wants prosperity and all this stuff and so on. Well, you know, God wants his people to prosper. You know, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these other things will be added. You won't need to pursue them. They will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Now, in 2024, there is coming a quantum leap, you know, in the things of the spirit. That's number one. Number two, there is also, because, you know, we have to first of all put the ordinances in place, you know, and then set the dominion upon the earth. Then afterwards, there's coming a quantum leap. Well, maybe some leap, maybe some run, maybe some fly, but some will experience a quantum leap. Now, a quantum leap is such that it's something that you could not accomplish. Just can't do it. Praise the Lord. It's like trying to scale a 10-story building when you can't even do a high jump of 5 feet. You know, if I ask many of you now, we set up a high jump thing of 5 feet. I don't know how many people can do it, you know, but with what the Lord is saying, you know, you're not only going to jump that 5 feet, You are going to be able to leap over a 10-story building. Because that's what a quantum leap is. It's not, you can't do it. It's the Spirit of the Lord that's going to do it. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you a few stories. There are a few stories in the Bible that I want to tell you of people that experienced this quantum leap. And like I said, a vital part of this message will be continued on Sunday by the grace of God. Well, my favorite of all the, there are many quantum leap stories in the Bible. I just picked out three of them. There are many. But my favorite, I will start with my favorite. My favorite of all the quantum leap stories in the Bible is Joseph. Now, in the book of Genesis, chapter 41, verses 30 to about 45, Joseph experienced, now that's Genesis, chapter 41, verses 30 to about 45, Joseph experienced a quantum leap. Hallelujah. You know, and what happened? Well, in order for Joseph to experience this quantum leap, there were some things that Joseph had to go through. Now, those things were not very pleasant. They were horrible things. In fact, his father thought that he was killed. He was thrown into a ditch. They sold him into slavery. I mean, he was only a teenager. I mean, they carried him to a foreign land. You know, and all kinds of things. His brother said, we'll see what became of your dream now. And even the devil was telling him, we'll see what will become of your dreams. You know? And everything, from one thing to another, even though he was upright in his heart, it seemed like bad things kept happening to him. I mean, he didn't fall for the seductress, but yet she framed him, got him thrown in the slammer. And all of that and all of that. But God was cooking something. Amen. God is always cooking something. Can you smell it? Can you smell what God is cooking? God is cooking something always. And when it's ready, he will set the table before you. Hallelujah. Sometimes the devil make your enemies to serve you on that table. I'm not going to go into that today. But for him to be able to stand before Pharaoh, he had to go to prison. The best that he attained before Pharaoh was in the house of the chief of army staff. But he never got before Pharaoh. But when the chief of army staff threw him into prison, God began to cook something. At some point in time, Pharaoh was angry with two of his servants, sent them into prison. You know the story. And then Joseph, after interpreting their dreams, and so on and so forth. 2 years later, the butler that was restored, that forgot Joseph, suddenly, see, and God was orchestrating these things. You know, if the butler had remembered Joseph the moment he got out of prison and gone to Pharaoh and said, ah, my lord, the king, there was a man in prison that said this and this to me and the baker, this and this, it would have meant nothing to Pharaoh because there was no need at the time. So, even though the man forgot for 2 years, God was using it. And God, at the appointed time, when Pharaoh had these dreams that nobody could interpret, the butler being there saying, ah, I remember my fault today. All these people that cannot interpret your dreams, there is a man that can interpret. Because he did this, he did this, he did this, and he fell to me like this. He fell to the baker also like that. And now he got Pharaoh's attention because he was at the right moment. Now, he said, pray for this man. They have to go fetch him in the dungeon. Shaved him up pretty quickly, come before Pharaoh, and you know the rest of the story. Right here, let's read it. So when Joseph began to tell Pharaoh these things, you know, just flip through the verses real quickly. Just flip. After one verse, just go to the next real quickly. I want everybody to see. He told them what is going to happen and then and so forth. And then he told the dream to Pharaoh, and he said, God gave you this dream twice because the thing is sure. Now, let Pharaoh look for a man that is wise and so forth. And Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, look, in this lesson here, let me drop this here. As a lesson of a savings of 20% here, a fifth part of your increase. When God increases you, don't go on a shopping spree. Save 20%. It's right here. And because the extra that God gave you is for the rainy day. There's no reason for God to give you extra. When he gives you extra, you're going to need it. Amen. If you squander it, you waste it, later you come back to God and cry. And say, well, I already gave it to you. So anyway, fast forward to the story. And he told Pharaoh what to do. And then Pharaoh said, look, there is no need for us to go look for somebody else. Inasmuch as, God has given you this wisdom, and you have been the one that gave us what to do here, I say it is you. And he looked to all his lords and so forth. He said, yeah, the thing sounded good to them. And so Pharaoh said this, can we find such a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Now he knows the Spirit of God, And then he said, for as much as God has shown you this, there's none so discreet and wise as you. So now, listen to this. Listen to this quantum leap. The same day that he was in prison, hallelujah, from prison to the throne, from prison to prime minister, in one day. Now, Pharaoh said, look, you will be over my house, you will be over the land, you will be over everything. Only in the throne will I be greater than you, and nobody will move, nobody will do a thing except by you. He took off his royal ring, he put it on his finger, he said, my name is Pharaoh.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Nobody will lift a hand or foot and so forth, and let everybody bow the knee. Let everybody, and he will give him what? Praise the Lord. Let everybody bow the knee to Joseph. Now, everybody includes Potiphar and his wife. Hello? I would have loved to see the look on the wife of Potiphar's face and Potiphar himself, her husband, because they had to bow the knee. Because everybody in the land bowed the knee to Joseph. Hallelujah. You talk about a quantum leap. Somebody went from prison where the devil was telling him, hey, dream out dreams, huh? You are going to rot in this prison. Nobody even knows you are here. Nobody's going to bail you out. Your brothers, they can't help you. They even wanted you there. Your father, he doesn't know where you are. Probably thinks you are dead. You will rot here. That's what the devil was telling him in prison. But he kept his integrity anyhow. And I tell you what. In order that the word of the Lord to him might be fulfilled. That's right. All these things happened. And I want to say to you today that the word of the Lord to you this year, which is about to end, that you will emerge, might be fulfilled. And even you've emerged a little bit, but not quite yet, God will orchestrate a quantum leap. Hallelujah. It's going to be a quantum leap. From one moment, you are this, and next moment is something else. And the Lord said in Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, it shall not be by power, it shall not be by might, but it shall be by my spirit, said the Lord. Don't be by, it's not, look, it's by the spirit of the Lord. Now, that's one story. That's my favorite, actually. There's a few more that I have here, but I'm only going to give you two more because of time. I love the story of also Esther. You can read her story in Esther chapter 2, verses 15 to 18. I picked a woman also in this, just so you women don't feel left out. This woman was a slave girl. Amen? How many of you know the story of Esther? She was a slave girl.
Yeah.
But in one day, in order for the goodness of God to be established upon her life, first, God made Queen Vashti to disrespect her husband. You know, one day, the woman, king called her, the woman said, no, I'm not coming. And she didn't come. You don't do that. So all the chamberlains and the Lord said, look, if you let this thing go, it's not only you. All the women would now just dismiss their husbands. Don't let this thing go. So he said, yeah, I'm going to take care of it. So got rid of her. You know, get all the girls, let them audition. Well, fast forward, Esther was picked. And not only was she picked, she was just in the audition. There was no, I mean, imagine if there were 24 or 48 people that were picked. I mean, if there were 10 dozens, I mean, let's say if there were 10 people that were picked, then your chances of winning was 1/10. If you were 20, your chances were 1/20, and so on and so forth. But what are the chances that Esther will be the one that will find favor? Hallelujah! Now, she also received a quantum leap. She went from being a slave girl to the queen! You know, and when you are the queen, the king, I mean, you have the king's ear. And God used that to save all the Jews eventually. So you might know that story. Praise the Lord. The last story I want to tell you today, I'm going to keep it short because I really want to impart something through prayer. Actually, more like a declaration. Now, the last story I want to tell you is of a man that's called Mephibosheth. Now, some of you may not even know his story, but it's kind of hidden somewhere. You know, so in Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 9, the whole chapter is about this. So I'm not going to bother to read it. But you should read it. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, one day David, after becoming king and everything, and he remembered all that Jonathan did for him. So one day, he said, is there anybody left in the house of Saul? Now, this David was somebody else. He wasn't trying to kill them. He was trying to do them good. Now, that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake. So they looked up and they couldn't find anybody. So they found this Mephibosheth, who was lame upon his feet. Now, there was another story about him, but I'm not going to go there. So they finally found him. They brought him before David. And David said, and as soon as they brought this man, the man was scared because he knew what was between Saul and David. So he thought David was going to kill him. So David said to him, fear not. Hallelujah. For I will surely show you kindness because of Jonathan, thy father. And I will restore to you all the land. It's not just the land of Jonathan, ladies and gentlemen. It's all the land of Saul. Now, Saul was king. He got a lot of stuff. Now, this Mephibosheth, who was a lame person, rejected, could have been killed, managed to escape somehow. All of this man is going to get everything. He wasn't looking for it. Talk about a quantum leap. He's going to get everything in one moment. In one moment. He's going to get it all. And look, as if that was not enough, doesn't the Bible say he set out of the beggar among the princes? God put in the mind of David and told this man, you will eat at my table like one of the princes. And he called the officers, set a table for Mephibosheth, set a plate and give him a space among the princes. Hallelujah! Now you don't eat with the king unless you are a prince. But the Lord, he raised up the beggar out of the dunghill. And he causes him to set even among princes. Isn't that what the scripture says? And the Lord, he put it in David's heart. And this man, read the rest of the story. The whole chapter. This man not only got all all the land of Saul? David said to the people, all the servants of Saul, and Saul had a lot. He used to conscript people. All the servants, including you, Ziba, you will be servant to this Mephibosheth from now on. Hallelujah! And go gather all the land and everything that Saul used to have. This man will now get it. And on top of that, he will sit with me at meal on my table. Glory to God. You talk about quantum leap. You know, in fact, when this man came before Mephibosheth, he said, I'm a dead dog. That's what he thought of himself. But the Lord, he changed his story in 1 minute. Now, that's enough lessons about the quantum leap. For more on this subject, come on Sunday by the grace of God. But today, I'm going to leave it right there. Enough to whet your appetite. What God is going to do, and remember, it is indeed a leap year. You can check your calendars. This year, this coming year, February will have 29 days. That's what makes it a leap year. I didn't know that at first, but I checked it out. When he said quantum leap, I checked it out. And I said, wow, it's a leap year. So it's like a prophecy within itself. Amen. Now, here's what we are going to do. I'm just going to leave it there. What I want, though, is if there are any believers in the house. Yeah. You know, now, because believe is the key word. Now, we use this label, believers, but most believers don't believe anything. It's sad. Believers don't believe anything. We just say we are believers. And it's kind of like a label. We are believers. We are believers. But you really believe? You know, Jesus had to ask Martha, believest thou this? Because she wasn't believing. I mean, she had a different belief system. And your belief system can be what's hindering you from advancement. Her belief system was, oh, yes, religious belief. My brother will rise in the resurrection. You know, the Pharisees, they believe those things. My brother will rise in the resurrection. But Jesus said, I'm not talking about your brother rising in the resurrection. I'm talking about right here, right now. I am the resurrection. Do you believe this? So, he asked, do you believe this? Believers are this? And she went on a rant because she didn't even understand what Jesus was saying. So I'm going to ask you this question. Do you believe this? Now, if I have some believers. Now, this is for people who believe. Now, faith with action is believing. Faith without action is dead. You know, that's the way James put it. He says, faith without works is dead. If you say, I believe, or I have faith, or I have faith, and you can't show me stuff, it's dead. So put your action where your faith is at. You know, some people say put your money where your mouth is at. Whatever. You know, if you say you believe and show us some stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to act the part. You know, I saw a young lady who has been believing God, you know, that she was going to get married. And, you know, I've been preaching online, you know, on Clubhouse. She's been coming. And then today, because I told her I'm going to do a crossover service in the morning, she came, took a picture of herself in a wedding garment. Hallelujah! That's how you act the part. You need to act the part. If you think and believe that you are getting married, then start preparing for it. Hallelujah. And I say, I was so ecstatic when I saw that, because that's what I've been trying to get people to do. You know, if you say you believe God, then do like it already. That's what the disciples and Jesus used to do. If you are healed, get up from your bed already. Take up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. Don't say you are healed and then stay in bed. That's what all of us do. You say, well, I'm healed, but you stay in bed all day long. Are you healed? Then get up from the bed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want the believers who believe this to stand up. If you believe that it's for you, both spiritually and materially, physically, that you are moving from emerging, through emerging, to a quantum leap. Because you've tried to do this emerging by yourself. You tried everything. You made some progress, but it wasn't quite there. Now God says to you that it is going to be a quantum leap. In 2024, it's going to be a quantum leap for you. Now, I'm going to pray for you just briefly. And then after this, we're going to have a prayer session. Those of you who have been here year after year when we do this, we always have a prayer session for a few minutes. We pray, and then we go into the new year. I'm going to have all the pastors of GMI Church come out in a bit, and they'll pray for you. Now, if you want prayer, you come out. They're not coming to you. Your coming out means you agree that they should pray and lay hands over you and anoint you with oil. That's what that means. So when I finish this, you will come for prayer. But I want to do this prayer. In the next 2 minutes, I want to do this. It's not exactly a prayer, but I want to do what I call a prophetic release. Amen? Now, what is a prophetic release? I've been teaching people this. You know, what is it? First, what's a prophetic prayer? I've already told people in this church. Maybe some of you have forgotten. A prophetic prayer is when you use the word of God, what he already said in your prayer. That makes it prophetic. Because God already said it. Now, so if he said it, it's going to come to pass. So that makes it prophetic. Now, so that's prophetic prayer. What's a prophetic release? Now, some people couch it and make it some mystic thing and make themselves something out of it and say they have prophetic release. You can do prophetic release any day. All you got to do is take the word of God and speak it. Because the Bible says, Jesus said it himself, if you can, that's not prayer, if you can say to this mountain, he didn't say pray. He said, if you can say to this mountain, Mark 11, 23 and 24, you say, that's a prophetic declaration. You say to the mountain, be thou removed. Hallelujah. If you can say it and you don't doubt it, you see, if you, once you doubt it in your heart, forget it. If you don't doubt it in your heart, but you believe that those things you said, not that you prayed, will come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Now that's a prophetic release. So there's prophetic prayers, and you have to do both. Sometimes you pray, sometimes you release. Sometimes you pray, sometimes you release. So I'm going to release for you, and I want you to release for yourself, that this coming year is my year of the quantum leap. Amen. If you believe that, say it. This coming year is my year of the quantum leap. Now, what that all means, you'll hear more about it later. But this year will be your year of the quantum leap. Let me give you one more thing, and then you are going to pray for yourself. Psalm 103, verse 20. It says, you know, there are many categories of angels. Some people don't know that. But there are some particular angels that are high category in strength. Now, those angels that excel in strength, they do his commandments. What do? They're waiting for the voice of his word. Now, where is that word going to come from? Where is that voice going to come from? Why are they waiting? God already spoke. He's done. He already wrote the scripture. He's done. They're waiting for it to come from your mouth. The moment you can put your belief around, some people call it faith, you can put it around the word of God and begin to declare it, those angels will go into operation. They go into action because they are sent forth to minister on your behalf. But they won't do anything until you start declaring God's word. So I want you to go into prayers right now. Take a few minutes. Take a few minutes and declare for yourself what you believe the quantum leap will be for you in 2024. Do it. Take just a minute or two. Hallelujah. Now, don't be silent. Don't worry about the person next to you. It's none of their business. This is your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quantum leap for you in 2024. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your people that are here gathered tonight. I have given them thy word, just like you gave it to me, to give to them. Now, Lord, the hour has come. Glorify thou thyself in the word that we gave. For you have said that I am the Lord that confirmeth the counsel of my messengers and performeth the word of my servant. Now, therefore, that which you have spoken by your mouth today, let it be verified by your mighty hand in the lives of all these people throughout this new year, in Jesus' name. And somebody says, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are excited, clap for joy. Amen. Now, that's the word for today. I'm going to invite Pastor Peter, Pastor Julius, Pastor John, Pastor Augustine. I want you to come here so we can pray for the people. If you want prayer, you know, this is just prayer. We're not preaching again. We already done that. If you want prayer, when they come, this man of God will come, will have the anointing oil also. You want to be anointed for the new year. And you come out here and they'll pray with you. And when you come here, I want you to believe God. Ike, I have the, I need some bottles of oil. I want you to believe God and focus on what you want God to do for you. That's part of this quantum leap. And let's believe God together. As I believe God with you, the Lord is going to bring it to pass. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, like I said, if you want a prayer, you want to be anointed, you want them to pray over you, then come and do this as they come to pray. So, give to each. Pastor Julius, Pastor Peter, please come. Give to each of them so they can pray with the people. You can start coming. Start coming, please. Yeah. If you want a prayer, they're going to stand here. Stand across here. Four of you, please, spread out. Pastor Peter, Pastor John, please spread out so that people can come. Yeah. Spread out, Pastor John. Spread out here. So, that's Pastor Augustine. This is Pastor John. This is Pastor Peter. And that's Pastor Julius. And, you know, for those of you who don't know me, I'm Pastor Yato. So, go towards them and they can pray for you. We're going to do this very quickly because in a few minutes, we're going to do our crossover song into the new year. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
take my heart, my mouth. Fill my life.
Leaving.
This is our crossover song, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, praise team.
Oh, God.
Somebody shout hallelujah! I say somebody shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
One more time, somebody shout hallelujah! Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me be the first to welcome you to 2024. Happy New Year! Amen. I know you want to greet one another. You may do so. Go ahead and greet your friends, greet your families. But don't go away. Don't go away. And lower the music so they can hear me. We're going to have a reception in the banquet hall afterwards. Before we leave here, we're going to say the closing prayer. And then after that, we're going to head to the banquet hall. Lots of food there, so don't go away. Lots of food. Yeah, go ahead and greet everybody. Go ahead and greet everybody.
Bye.
Yeah.